from the top, boy.
Yeah, you know what time it is. This is the Boom Bap Syndicate, playing the illest hip hop across the universe. Tap in with us every Saturday from 10 to 12 a.m. with your host Hard Body Dreams and King Wise.
This is hip hop, not the type of shit that you see on TikTok, but the type of rhythm to make your chick rock. Live this culture, fuck God, really think not. Yeah, we spit.
Revolution. Yes, sir.
Peace.
You know what time it is, baby. The Boom Bap Syndicate. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
And it's your host, King Wise.
Hey, God, where we flying to today?
Yo, we flying to... We flying north, baby. We flying east from where we at, from Victor. We gonna fly east, and we gonna get to... A place called New York City, man.
Rochester.
Let's go.
Come on, man. Hey, yo, we travel north, east, west, south. You know what I'm saying? Because what? We all across the universe, man. You know what I mean? And today, we're going to take you into the multiverse of 38 Special. Not only an MC, street storyteller, he a producer, and it seems like my man's into home renovations, landlord, buying property. He be talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Trust.
Respect, man. Respect to the all-arounded man.
360, man.
You know, who can play all sides of the field, man.
No doubt. And there's a lot of joints that he produced, including this joint right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the dual-wield samurai.
That's right.
You got two swords, the two-sword style.
You know what I mean? Hey, yo. Yo, hit him with the Jinsu. Tell him how we win, dude. Shorty had a tuck of with a Gintu. Shorty had to stick a tongue out of the window. I was like, do you smell the presence of the Indo? We ain't giving info. Open up the third eye, hanging by your temple. Better watch and drive like they riding in a tempo. That was the four they couldn't afford. The way that I rock this instrumental. The bulls is some bullying. I don't give a fuck. I cut them cold like a mulligan. They ain't wanna fuck with me. Something with a Gulligan.
Hell nah.
Nigga, I'm old school money, Ed Sullivan.
Ching.
They gon' make them laugh like this was Eddie Murphy. What you talking about? Cut them up like it's surgery. Double O, we in the building, boy. We ain't hurt these. Niggas look like they ain't even rich the Hercules. Level.
Leave them in the dust, baby.
You know what I mean? Trust.
Trust.
Yeah. Trust. You know what I mean?
So that's the name of his brand.
100%, man.
Trust.
Trust, bro.
So I see he's making some clothing with that, making it into a whole, you know, a unit where really they do a bunch of things.
But it's a lifestyle. It's a way of life because it's trust. He always talk about trust first. That's what it's called. Trust first.
Trust first. That's right.
You know
that's right.
So it's like the trust between an individual. You know what I mean? An individual with himself, but also the next person, right? You know what I'm saying? So the trust, the loyalty, you know what I mean? That's what he's definitely big on. You know what I mean? Most definitely.
Yeah, man. That's dope. And you know, of course here at the Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM, we always got to look around. And so I got a climate check for y'all today.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? Well, the one thing is about It's not no climate check. It is a climate check because something that's coming up, right?
Where
you can see
snow.
Something that's going to come in the future, right? The clouds are traveling all time. So
okay.
Jay-Z is going to be performing this weekend, right?
My old Earth and my sister are going to it.
That's right, right. I remember. Yeah, she was telling me about that.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. And it's going to be three performances, three nights.
Mm-hmm.
So each night seems to be highlighting one of his iconic albums, which is the anniversary of This Time Around.
Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah,
right?
Reasonable Doubt, 30 years anniversary. So that's going to be the first night.
Yeah.
And the second night is going to be The Blueprint, 25-year anniversary. And then I heard they had just added also a third night called Extra Innings.
Extra Innings.
So maybe he'll be doing some newer tracks there too.
Yeah.
Along with some maybe features.
Some freestyle disses.
Possibly.
Oh,
possibly.
No.
You know, old head still, he's still trying to run in the game.
Yeah,
you know what
Jigga.
I mean? Jay-Z, is Jay-Z up there for you? What's your take on him?
Is Jay-Z up there for me?
Yeah.
Man. Reasonable Doubt is definitely in my top five albums. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I definitely grew up on Jay-Z, right?
Yeah.
H to the Izzo, V to the Izze, for shizzle my nizzle, keep it ribble down in VA. Like, I grew up on Jay-Z. The Dynasty album was one of my... You know, I got an ill story to that, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I had a party one year when I was 16. And I invited people that I thought I could trust. Everything is everything, God. Everything is real. So this was before the holy day of the wisdom power. And so there was gifts amongst these trees. You know what I'm saying? And by the end of the end of the night into the early morn, It was such a disaster. I had to bounce because I had to face my mother. She was out for the weekend, and I had to call her and tell her I fucked up. And that shame, not shame, the guilt of doing that, because I wanted to be what? Cool. Wanted to hang out at the cool kids table, you know. And I've been to enough house parties to know that you don't throw house parties in your home. Straight up.
Hell no.
Like, unless it's you ain't got nothing valuable there, right? You know, so it's like, long story short, yo, a bunch of stuff got stolen.
Yep.
Rooms got violated.
Yeah.
Not just mine, you know what I'm saying? And I remember there was only two albums that I had that I got for that Christmas because of that. And that was The Dynasty. And the other one was Red Light District by Ludacris. And it's all good. But so yeah, you know what I mean? I grew up on Jay-Z for sure. Like,
yeah.
I grew up in a certain period of his career, which had influence, you know?
Yeah.
Reasonable Doubt, man. I really enjoy that album very much. So
yeah,
you know, the lyrics got me through a lot of different things in life. You know, so
my take on Jay-Z is still developing, because I ain't been listening to him for a long time.
Yeah,
I knew the hits when I was younger.
Yeah,
you know, not that young, but a little bit older when I started. Because I have to go back from my perspective.
Yeah,
because he's not in that era now. So I had to go back to look at that era, I think when I was around 16, 18, when I started diving back into the classics.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy is, I understand why he's revered like he is today, you know? So that's where I picked up on him. And then I kept following him, his newer stuff.
Yeah.
444, and you know, that was the main. That might be the only one that came out while I was listening to him actively. And then I'm also starting to see the other side, where there was a lot of controversy around him.
Yeah.
Regarding his character.
Yeah.
And so now seeing the other side, I'm trying to see it for, I see it for what it is, as in maybe he's still trying to milk a cow that he already milked. And now it's like, you know, well, you got so much milk, why you want more? You know what I mean? If we're talking about money or if we're talking about your place in the game, because we know at a certain level, you around certain people, right?
Yeah.
And so that makes me question him as a person, and that affects my view of him as an artist, you know what I mean? So he's up there, technically, I'll say. Technicals, spitting, crazy flows.
Yeah.
Crazy imagery.
Yeah.
Illustration.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And I mean, there's a lot of allegations, you know what I'm saying? Streets is watching. That's one of his albums, you know. I know the streets is watching him, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of allegations. Can't speak on it because I ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, regardless, it's gonna be an iconic event. There's gonna be a lot of people there. You know what I mean?
It's definitely gonna be something for New York. I mean, New York is just still probably wilding out from the championship.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? I was telling the family that. I was like, y'all better be, you know, on your P's and Q's because they just won.
Yeah,
the city is hot right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
City's super hot, man. Still, they got so much energy over there.
Come on,
if you do go to the performances, I would say yo, keep an eye out to maybe what's being shown too, because sometimes really big events can try to charge certain, you know, entities with that, as in maybe something like a ritual.
Oh yeah,
but I don't know. I'm just saying, keep an eye out. You know what I mean? Keep an eye out. And observe. Observe for sure.
Look, listen, learn, observe, and respect. Protect your neck. The Boom Bap Syndicate. We love y'all, man. Let's get into this. Let's get into this.
Oh, yeah.
What we've been waiting to show. What we've been waiting to show the people, man.
38 Special.
You know what I mean? You ain't never gonna hear no hip hop music like this on no mainstream radio here in Victory, man, aka Van City, man. So y'all just make sure that y'all go and tell your friends, you know what I mean? Tell your family, tell your teacher, tell your principal, tell your boss. Yo, the Boom Bap Syndicate, hottest hip hop radio program in the city. Let's go.
It really been time to do it. But just like we said, niggas is running around dropping all them projects and like we said before, really enjoying this shit, you know what I'm saying? And he doing his TCF shit, I'm doing my BSF shit, and elevating and evolving.
You know what I'm saying? It's time to show niggas that we rap better than you niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Still. Real shit.
Yo, ain't shit real changed, shit. Nigga.
The shot too. Ah. Trust. Black Soprano family.
Nothing like this.
Nigga. We gon' have it all. Everything.
Yo. I'm kicking it, making business moves, looking after my shorties. Doing research on how to get richer after my 40s.
Because when you get rich, they start acting accordingly. Don't understand value, cause they lacking it morally. A lot of young bitches started trafficking for me. So my name always heard like it's half of the story.
In the minute you regret it, I'm getting you beheaded. And caskets dressed like y'all going to job interviews in heaven. I ain't here to say what Tory did or didn't do to Megan. If I shoot her, it's with a dope needle. I'm giving you the test.
Huh. When you ain't had plugs, I was giving you connections. Took lines to your house like I'm giving you electric. Told my plug, chill, was getting too aggressive. 50 bricks in 1 week, sent the 2 addresses.
Only criminals accepted. Far as friends, I'm on the fences. It's hard to trust a crook when you get to know the best. Now one time for that motherfucking plate. Then 2 times for the butch in 38. Niggas know I'm a staple on that corner. But why every fiend, I'm grateful on that corner. Made fools out of them. First of April on that corner. Now one time for that motherfucking plate. And 2 times just for butchin' 38. And niggas know I'm a staple on that corner. But why every fiend, I'm grateful on that corner. Made fools out of them. First of April on that corner. Ah.
You know what I'm
talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Six years later, and niggas still got the same intensity
And, you know, and the goals are bigger this time, though.
Right.
The, you know, the stakes is higher.
Right.
And niggas gonna ball when the lights on.
Bag of deuce in the 18 ball game. Might run down on your OEDs and rob their card game in God's name. To reappear, it felt like God came. You was never with me if your heart ain't. Nah. That be like Tom Brady, put everything in your mom's name. The slots change, yeah, it's not tank. I'm John Wayne, bagging raw cane as my song's playing. Slinging hard, still apply pressure like Dolph's game. My man got shot in his head, still see the wall stain. Homie live, he just talk strange, bless him. See the plugs, the new investor, this is cocaine Shark Tank. Dope game, yoke game, both lanes, Knox chase, the Irishman. Run up on him with the brave heart face. I wish they ended Scarface after they parked Frank.
Well, no, that piece of chip. No.
Straight up out of CFC up with the sharp shanks. Guards can't stop them once they got you in the yard cage. Dark days, Rosen on his third firearm case. God sakes, he said, I wonder how much money God makes. Gone the whole shit, melting the shit, wouldn't drop banks. Still had the key, but it was worthless like the locks changed. Stop playing, flipped a couple blocks and hit the blockchain. Caught the rat and split his shit and dipped before the cops came. Sometimes it's not what I'm saying, it's what I'm not saying. Sometimes it's not what I'm paying, it's who I'm not paying. Sometimes they dip, you got to hit them with the Narcan. Sometimes you meet Diego and he tells you you had the wrong dream. Bag of deuce in the 18 ball game. Might run down on your OEDs and rob their card game in God's name. To reappear, it felt like God came.
Fern, I want you to turn the music up just a little bit, man. That shit feel good, man. Shit remind me of my mother. May she rest in peace, man. You know what I'm saying? Sound like some early morning Saturday shit. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to explain all the pain that the game teaches me. I stopped selling cocaine recently. People see me doing good and you ain't. You can't beef with me. You can only attract things on the same frequency. I give help and it turned to hate easily. Love turned to hate, then the hate became thievery. I gave all y'all a piece of me, evenly. I expected y'all to treat me with the same decency. But niggas got grudges, they holding in and they sneaky. Find out your dogs is not the same species. My brother died, just in case you ain't noticed. I'm trying to figure why your condolences ain't reached me. Huh. It's funny how y'all focus and can't beat me. Dealing with them hateful emotions just ain't easy. In the trap house, we ate Lay's and Reese's. I said I'd be rich, they ain't believe me.
Getting killed. My young niggas at war, shit, they out there in the field. I'm
filling up my book bag with $100 bills. Richer than the motherfucker, yeah, you know the deal, nigga, you know the deal. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nigga, you know the deal, shit, you know the deal. Revolution, baby, it's a revolution. The Boom Bap Syndicate, man. CJSF 90.1 FM. It's your host, HBD the God.
It's King Wisdom the Wizard.
Oof.
And we ain't casting no spells on y'all. We are just allowing you to enable yourself to use the skill to see the spells.
The words are wise.
The
open
words
all
eyes. Okay.
Said the words are wise. Here to open up your eyes. No disguise, no surprise. The words from the wise. Ooh. Yes.
38 special, man. Straight shooting bullets, man. Yo, I love that shit. He might be the my favorite one so far in kind of in this space that I've seen. Because we went, you know, like a little bit of 50, all of them a little bit affiliated, right?
Griselda,
in terms of they make music together. They collab a lot with the Griselda camp.
Yeah, Benny was signed to his label before
okay.
Westside signed Benny.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
That's out of their mouth.
So, man, that shit was fire. So I'm gonna go through the track list.
Go ahead.
We are still better. The intro off of Shot and Stab 2. Joint project between Benny the Butcher and 38 Special.
Come on.
Next up, 1st of April off the same project with a feature from V Don. Went crazy. V Don went crazy on that one. First time hearing the brother, but I like the verse. Next up, 18 Ball Games. OT the Real.
V Don is actually the producer.
Oh, V Don is a producer.
Yeah.
Oh, that was 38 Special. Oh, no. Pardon, self. I'm not talking about that track. I'm talking about that last one.
Oh, okay.
Where he was mentioning all the movies.
Yeah. Oh, that's OT the Real.
Yeah, OT the Real, right. Which is the next track.
Yeah, okay.
18 Ball Games.
Yeah.
OT the Real featuring 38 Special.
Yeah, but 38 produced that one.
Okay.
Yeah, because he produced that album for him.
Oh.
Yeah, from my knowledge.
Okay, we got Early Morning by 38 Special. I think that was the one without the drums.
Yes, sir.
That one was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, man.
Real
just
tough.
Wait till we get into the 8 Shots, his latest album for y'all, man.
Oof.
You gonna like that.
Oof.
So much good. So much goodness.
That last one coming in, Last Prayer with El Camino and 38 Special.
Yes.
Yeah, El Camino's name is in that space too, man.
Yeah.
Respect to all those brothers because they can really rap.
Yeah, they can rap.
Respect,
man.
To the skill. Respect to the skill.
And there's a message even in the street shit, right?
There is, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's still a message in my opinion, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean? So.
Right. It's the listener's job to pull that out.
Exactly.
And not let it influence you without control.
Without control, man. Mastermind. That's the master of your mind.
And I heard, I actually heard 38 Special was. Well, I was trying to do some research on it, and I seen this one track where he was calling out Jada, and we had Jada coming back on a song with Fat Joe. And I heard Jada don't make music no more, right? But then it seems like he was ignited by a call out from a guy like 38 Special.
So it's funny you say that, because Guilty sent me this post that says Jada versus 38.
Yeah, so it's been going on, man. I was doing some research a little bit.
What's going on?
Back into the climate. Nah, it's just that they had done a track together, right?
Okay.
They both featured on Benny's album.
Yeah.
38 Special, Kiss, on the same song.
Damn.
And Special was, you know, saying that he had the best verse on that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And then he couldn't get a feature from Jada after, even though he was reaching out. And so he basically called him out a little bit, you know what I mean?
A little bit? Like, what did he say?
Man, I don't want to misquote it. I got the link right here.
Oh, don't misquote it, but what? Okay, paraphrase. Like, what? Like, when you say he was calling him out, like in what? Like it's on? Like, or just like what? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. What he said was that you got a chance to come redeem yourself.
He said that to Jada?
Kiss, come on. All right, come outside, nigga.
That's
it. He been ducking me since. Y'all gonna have to reorder your top fives.
Ooh, damn. 38 special against the kiss of death.
Yeah, that's a crazy matchup.
That just made my orange a lot more sweeter.
Yeah.
That was, damn. Yo.
Yeah, so this was after the track, you know, that they did with Benny. And maybe he was upset that Kiss didn't get back to him, you know, that they want to do a verse. Maybe he felt disrespected. Maybe he felt some type of way.
He probably felt that.
And, yeah, he said he smoked the record, and he was the best on that record.
He feels
that some people don't want to be outshined on the record.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, it's true. Some people don't want to be outshined, right? And I don't know if that's why he's not wanting to do a song with him and whatnot. But it's very interesting because they're both very highly skilled, G.
Come on, man.
Like, that should be like, you know, have you seen Ip Man? Ip Man?
Oh,
when
yeah.
Mike Tyson pulls up.
Oh, no. Never mind.
Ip Man is a Chinese kung fu.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Ip Man.
Isn't
IP.
That Jet Li?
Yeah.
Tyson was in it?
Tyson was in, like, the third one he pulled up. So, that was, like, crazy because Tyson's a master at what he does.
Yeah.
And Ip Man's also a master at what he does. This is, like, different expressions of it. Yep. And the fight was crazy. You know, like, crazy hands. The technicality was, one guy was using kung fu. The other was boxing. And a lot stronger, right?
Jet Li versus Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
I gotta go watch this shit now, nigga.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell. I think it was the third one, Ip Man 3. That reminds me of, like, yo, especially when Jadakiss would go out, it would be like, pff, like Super Saiyan, you know? The terrain's getting fucked up.
This is the thing, man. You're going against. Yeah. It would be incredible for them to work together.
That'll be the best.
Crazy.
That'll be the best.
Crazy mixtape. Crazy album.
That would be the best.
Man. So did Jada respond?
Yeah, so to that's when Jada responded on the podcast. But it might be a reach too, right? Because the song, basically what he said, not basically, what paraphrasing, literally what he said, is that I've been obliterating niggas for years. Is this about a verse or is this about a career? Ask around, they'll tell you I'm the career repo. And he goes on to keep going, finishing his verse. And that could be a reach, but that's what, you know, people are taking it as.
That's what Jada spit back?
Yeah, and this is on a Stove God song.
Ooh.
So it's unreleased. They just played it on the podcast.
Ooh.
It's something that he just cooked up.
Ooh.
Right? So that's why the timing of it is like, okay. People are saying that he's responding.
Uh-huh.
And he also said where he said that he was gonna head back into the booth.
Yeah.
I'm about to go in the lab. I'm about to do some samurai sorting. Quote. You know what I mean? They asked for it. I tried to be a father, a businessman, but they wanna bring me out of my element. Maybe he's getting pulled back.
And just when you think that you're out, they pull you back in.
Yeah.
That's what Sal said. Soprano.
Yeah. Fine, man.
This is a Dave East, man. This is a Dave East joint right now that 38 produced. I get about it where we go. It ain't the same no more. You ain't heard that one, huh?
No.
I said, this is that old Dave shit.
Yeah.
Everybody where we go. All right. Well, that's crazy, man. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is dope, man. I got so much respect for guys who can produce at, like, you know, a high level.
High level
and they can fucking spit at a high level.
Come on, man.
Like, yo.
That's why he's the specialist, man. Mm-hmm. That's what he used to go by.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Specialist.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get into this interview.
Yes.
With 38 Special.
Okay.
Up on Bag Fuel. Shout out to Bag Fuel. And yeah, man, let's see